The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I've come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. One of my favorite quotations comes from C.S. Lewis, who said that if you put first things first, you get second things thrown in as well. But if you try to put second things first, you lose everything. Witness the procrastinator, for example. He thinks he's going to rest now and work later. But does he really even rest now with his project hanging over his head, disturbing his peace, gnawing his conscience? You know, he'd rest a whole lot better if he just did the project first. Then he'd really be able to rest with a clean conscience. You know, in other words, put first things first. Second things get thrown in for free. Or have you ever, for example, bought something so cheap that it broke right away and you had to go buy it again? And you said to yourself, you know, I should have just bought the right thing, done it right the first time. It's like they say, buy it nice or buy it twice, right? You always have to put first things first. There are no shortcuts, which is something to remember when you hear Jesus say, "Do not think that I've come to bring peace upon the earth. I've come to bring not peace, but division." Now understand, Jesus is speaking figuratively. Jesus himself never divides anybody. It's rather more accurate to say that it's our reaction to Jesus that causes the division. God is nothing but unity in himself. It's our reaction that causes the division, but you know, the trauma is just as real, and when it happens, there's a strong temptation to put second things first, to abandon your principles, to take the easy road, to try to create peace. But when you do that, do you get peace? Only thing you ever get is a fool's peace. I remember talking to a man once in my office. He went to his son's invalid wedding, and he knew that it was invalid, and he knew that he shouldn't have gone, but he said to himself he didn't want to cause division, and so you know, he went to the wedding. And in the short run, there was a short little bit of fool's peace. But as time went on, his conscience gnawed at him and gnawed at him, and he came and told me, he said, "You know, it would have been a lot more peaceful if I just had the fight right out front. I've been true to my principles." Always put first things first, because you can't escape the cross. It's always best just to choose to embrace it. When the Israelites conquered the land of Canaan, the very first thing they did was they conquered the city of Jericho, the most heavily fortified city in the whole country. The first thing they did, and when Jericho fell, word spread all through the land of Canaan that if Jericho can fall, anything can fall. Well, God wants to conquer your heart. And when he does, he always attacks Jericho first. That is to say, there's a stronghold in your heart, heavily defended, something you don't want God to touch. You keep it hidden in a corner of your life in a shadow. And you say, Lord, this is mine, not yours. That's the very thing God's trying to conquer right now in your life. And if you're wise, you'd give it to him. You'd let him surrender. You'd surrender to him and you'd let him have it, because it's the only way that you ever find peace. Because one thing that's always the case, God cannot be second. To be a worshiper of God is always to put God first. God can never be second, and there's no peace unless God is loved first, because peace is the tranquility of order, as St. Augustine said, and God's always at the top of the order. There's also no such thing as love unless God is loved first, because love always means doing what's best for somebody else. Always put first things first. That's the lesson we learned from our saint today, Saint Henry. Real briefly, I'll tell you about him. Saint Henry was king in Germany about 1,000 years ago. And he's one of those rare souls who was known to be a saint while he lived. And he faced temptation after temptation after insidious temptation to use his power to serve himself, and he never did, and his people loved him for it. Tried to abdicate the throne and run away to a monastery where life would be simpler. His people begged him not to do it. He put first things first. With the help of his prayers, may we do the same. Saint Henry, pray for us.